Good afternoon, everyone. Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures, and we'll take a look at how your grain markets closed this afternoon, and we'll look at the news behind the numbers right after this.
Wheat Watch 2014. Extension wheat specialist Dr. Jeff Edwards joins us today talking about weed control in our hard red winter wheat. He says job one in weed control, know which weeds are out there in your fields.
The first thing we have to do with weed control is know which weeds you have good identification. We have some products out there such as Axial Excel that are very good at controlling Italian ryegrass, but they are very specific. They don't control much else besides Italian ryegrass. So you have to make sure you have that species identified in the field, so when you go into your ag retailer, you know what weeds need to be controlled. You're not guessing.
And Dr. Edwards says knocking those weeds out sooner rather than later, always a smart idea.
Wait till they're all up with a weed like Italian ryegrass, but once it's up and you have the opportunity to go out there and knock it out, take it out early. Don't let it take any of your yield potential.
This reminder from the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, working hard for wheat producers.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Grain futures were mixed today at the close. We had corn trading slightly lower, wheat trading slightly lower, and then soybeans about unchanged to a penny higher across the board. Not a lot of action today. It's relatively quiet. We have a U.S. dollar that's unchanged, stock market that's up 100, and some of these other outside markets such as energy fuels down, natural gas is up. But overall, just a relatively quiet day. The trade is starting to focus on next Monday's USDA prospective planting and then the stocks report. There's a lot of different estimates coming out. Most of them are indicating a higher bean acreage than last year and a little bit lower corn. Of course, we've had record corn acres for quite some time. At some point, we'll get back to a normal trend line yield, and then that'll begin to weigh on prices maybe in this crop year, but possibly even into 2015 crop year. But we're not really seeing it yet on that. And then we've got a little bit of rain forecast in the middle of this week, tomorrow, to be exact, in the southern plains, and not calling for just an abundant amount, but we are having a little bit forecast. Any bit will help, of course, to get the thing going back in the right direction. It would take a substantial amount to refill all the lakes and reservoirs and ponds and so on. But at this point, everything is pretty quiet.
We'll have more market analysis with Justin Lewis right after this.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else were traders looking at today?
This morning, Informa Economics released their latest round of corn planted acres estimates and then production. They said that corn is going to be 93 million acres, down from 95.4 last year. And that's really about the same range that we've seen from all these different private estimates. Beans are saying 81.2, which is a significant increase from last year. Last year, we were at 76.5. A million acres. So that's a big jump there, and then that's reflected in the overall production number. They're saying 3.572 billion bushels produced. Last year it was 3.289. So a big jump there. Of course, November beans weren't all that weak today, which is the new crop. They're actually just a little bit higher. And then wheat acres right in line with last year, right in line with previous estimates at 56.6 million acres. And I guess that's just about 400,000 acres more than where we were at this point last year. But they're estimating the overall production to be just a touch bigger at 2.225 billion bushels, up from 2.130 last year. And then for hard red winter wheat, which we grow here in the southern plains, we're expecting 950 or so million bushels produced. Last year, we were at 744. Now, of course, we've got to get a rain, but we should get that in the next couple of days to cure this low topsoil or low soil moisture and low wheat ratings.
Thanks, Justin. And your phone number?
877-431-9805.
Recapping our closing numbers, April live cattle were up 22 cents at 144.37, March feeders were up 52 at 177.22, and April lean hogs were limit down at 121.65. In the grain markets, Kansas City May wheat was down 2¾ cents at 791¾. May Chicago wheat down 6¼ at 708¼. Chicago May corn down 3½ at 486½. And May soybeans in Chicago were up 2½ cents on the day at 1428 even. May cotton was up 348 points at 94.11 cents per pound. And that's a look at your afternoon futures markets. I'm Jim Appel for OklahomaFarmReport.com.